this is Denny Rogers, and I'm speaking to you from San Antonio, Texas. And it's kind of interesting because a little over 10 years ago, my wife and I were getting on an airplane here in San Antonio, Texas, headed for Dallas, Texas, which normally our hometown is Portland, Oregon. And we happened to run into a couple by the name of Dennis and Ruth Williams, and Dennis handed me a little information about this company called Necan. And I had no idea what it was all about, started reading a little bit, and unbeknown to me, it caught my attention, the fact that I wanted to check it out, so I bought some products, and guess what? Within a five-day period, my back problem went away, so I was a little excited about going out and sharing these, you might say, magnets with people. But 10 years ago, people weren't too excited about buying magnets, and so I called Dennis up and asked him, what's my problem? And he said, well, probably what you didn't realize is what I gave you in that information packet was a check of us, and it was a little over $10,000 at that time. And he said that that's probably what you need to start talking about. Sure enough, so I go out and ask people if they could use an extra few $1,000s and showed them that check, and that started getting everybody's attention. And unbeknown to me is 5 months later, our check was a little over $8,000. And it's been an up-road go ever since we've been involved with Necan, and we met a lot of neat people and had a lot of fun around the country. And one of the young gentlemen I just here met here back in February was Terry Latham from Austin, Texas, and Terry's been doing a little prospecting. And Terry, why don't you just share us a little bit about your background, where you've been, and how long you've been in Necan, first of all.
Okay, real short and sweet. I graduated from Texas Tech back in 1995 and got a sports medicine degree. And the first job offer from this four-year college degree was for $6.25 an hour. And the big thing, that didn't get me too excited. I was married at the time, and that didn't cover the bills. And I, at that time, also lived in Lubbock, Texas. We moved down to Austin, Texas, got a job with Applied Materials outside of my realm of knowledge. And the reason I did that is because they're going to pay me $8.25 an hour. And as I worked there, they told me I got paid time and a half to get to work overtime, and also got paid double time to work holidays. So basically what they're incentivizing me to do was stay away from my family. And that wasn't in my sights or my goals of life. I always want to be the best husband and father I can be, and that was taking me away. About 9 months later, I got laid off from Applied Materials, got into the software industry, and if anybody can think about where most of the money has been created in the last 10 years, it's been in technology and software. So that, it wasn't too long for me to get into that. Got into sales, started with one company, making about $35,000 a year, went to another company, selling Sun and IBM hardware, making about $80,000 a year. And then I got into selling software. I was regional manager for an enterprise-wide security management software company, and I made a six-figure income. Plus. And you know, the whole focus was for me was to get to this point, because I kind of put my sights were on a six-figure income, because I thought that was freedom. And what that did was, basically, like I said, it took me away from my family. When I can think back 3 years prior to this time, I was I was working a lot of hours, but every time I came home, my wife was there. And then I could fast forward 3 years, I had a nice income. And I don't like to share this with a lot of people, but I wanted to make a point real clear. Anybody can out there can make a lot of money, just want to trade your time for dollars. And what I didn't share with you also, my wife is a part owner of a software company. Well, make a long story short, my wife asked me to sit down with a fellow by the name of Rick Murphy about this business called Necan. And as I sat down with him, he asked me one simple question, because I wasn't looking for anything else, especially network marketing magnets from Japan. And as we sat down, he asked me one simple question that would change my life. He said, if something were to happen to you today, what would your family be? Well, that hit me like a ton of bricks, because I had a $250,000 life insurance policy, and that wouldn't even pay my home mortgage. And as I looked back down at the floor, that kind of shocked me. He said, well, do you have a plan B? And I did not have a plan B. And then he proceeded to share with me a little bit about Necan and all the wonderful things our products do, and he shared me with his life. And at that time, he was making more money than I was, and he is in the car program and just about to get in the home program with Necan. And, I'm not that smart, but I'm not that stupid. I decided it was time to get going on something else. So my wife and I just basically took off in this business, and it's been Katie bar the doors ever since.
What was one of the things that was one of the most challenging things to you when you first got started, Terry?
Well, when I first got started, I didn't listen. I'm a type A personality, a controller. I'm also a promoter, I like to say. I like to have a lot of good times. But I also I fumble on myself, put it that way. I get so excited that I kind of take off. And what happened is we got some Necan products in, and I got in front of my people, started showing them products first, started trying to do the MacBoy test where I showed the light, and I guess I held it too far away, and people laughed and tried to do strength tests. And I guess when you do a strength test at that time, I wasn't aware, but I've seen it. But I'd put all my strength into it, and it didn't work. They couldn't test it, and I wasn't having too much success. So I basically, what happened to me is I blew out my warm market, and my warm market extended of basically, I'm 31 now. We've been in the business now just right at 3 years. And when I started this business, most of my friends were just about getting married, getting over their beer drinking days and all that kind of good stuff. And that market was kind of gone too. So the biggest, when it comes down to it, I kind of blew up my warm market. I just didn't know where to start.
So what was one of the things that come to your attention that you thought maybe you should try?
Well, one thing, I was sitting down with Rick, we're sitting there chatting, and he made a comment to me. He goes, "I guess you're ready to listen now." I said, "Sure am." And we sat there, and he said, "Look, Terry, I got three diamonds in my hand, and each diamond in my hand is worth $500,000 a piece. Because when you look at Nikki, an average diamond brings in roughly, I've been told, around $50,000-$60,000 a month. You know, I got three diamonds in my hand. And these three diamonds are worth $500,000 a piece. Now, I've got a gravel driveway. Now, I'm with foliage out in the driveway. Let me ask you a quick question." He asked me, and I said, "Well, yeah, what's that?" And he goes, "When do you stop looking?" I said, "Until I find them." He said, "Well, here's the Austin phone book. Get at them, because I promise you this, the next diamond in Austin, Texas will be found in this phone book." So we just got at it.
Well, when you started going to the phone books, any particular area you went to when you started looking in the phone book?
Yeah, the A's. No, you know, I guess I started off in massage therapist, calling doctors, and kind of found that wasn't the right place. And I didn't stay in the phone book too long, and it's basically a point to be made. One thing that we did do, we got the Small Business Owners Chamber of Commerce in Austin, Texas, and I encourage anybody to do that in their area. And one big reason why we did that is because this is where you can find the leaders in the Austin or in your area. These are people who don't make too much money, where they're beside themselves. They're not too cocky, and they also need enough. They might be looking for something else to subsidize their income, and they also understand. Matter of fact, one guy at the Chamber of Commerce told me one thing. He said, "Terry, the mind's like a parachute; it doesn't work unless it's open." And every time I'd cold call one of these people, if they said something, if they said no to me, it was never negative. They'd always say, "Go get them, Hoss." So I sat down there at the Chamber of Commerce and just started calling through. And I said, I messed up all the way through. I remember the first 3 weeks I started cold calling was I got all straight no's. In my third week, I finally got a yes. Now, let me say something real quick before we get any further than this. Now, understand this. When I started this business, the big thing for me is I had to understand why. And if anybody listening to this tape right now, if you don't know why you're doing this business, I promise you, you're not going to go through 3 weeks of straight no's in a cold call market. And the reason why I built this business is for my family. I had to share with you before, when I worked in the corporate world, I was away from my family constantly. And I wasn't, the only way I could see my have my sights on freedom was through this business. And so I kept my pictures of my nephew and niece at the time. I'm the two nieces and my nephew, and so I could see them every day because we didn't have any children at the time. But that's why we started on the cold market, started calling straight out of the Chamber of Commerce. We found some pretty good leaders out there.
So when you started calling these people from the Chamber of Commerce, what was the first comment that you'd make to them when you approached them? Or let me back up a little bit. Maybe I ask you, when you did call them, did you call them, confront them personally, or how did you approach that situation?
Well, I'd call them on the phone, and guys, it's all changed, and I'll get to what I'm doing pretty much now or what I've done lately. I always want to call them. So, for example, Denny, if I was calling you today, I'd say, "Hey, Denny, this is Terry Latham. Did I catch you at a bad time?" And you'd probably say no. Hopefully you'd say no. And then if he said no, I'd say, "Well, great. I'm giving you a quick call. Got your name out of the Small Business Owner Chamber of Commerce. And just to let you know real quick, Denny, the reason I did that, because that's where I know I can find the leaders in the Austin area." Now, I don't know that what I have is for you or not, but what I would like to do is share with you about a company by the name of Nikin. It's a multi-billion-dollar multinational total wellness company, and we're looking for partners. Now, I don't know that this is for you or not, but you're successful in what you do, and I really respect your opinion. When could you give me 20 or 30 minutes to pop by your office and share with you what we're doing? I'd go from there.
And then when, say, if they sit down with you and they wouldn't be interested, say, what would you go from there?
If they weren't interested? If they weren't interested, I'd go, on the phone. If I called them on the phone, say I got Denny on the phone, and I said, "Denny, look, is this a bad time for you?" And if you told me yes, I said, "Well, great. How about I call you tomorrow in the morning sometime?" And you'd say, "Okay, that'd be fine." The reason I do that, guys, is you're going to show respect to their time. I don't want to go forward just because I'm on the phone less than 1 minute. I want to show them that I got respect for their time. And another thing that does for me, it also gives me more control. And any conversation on the telephone, when I do a cold call, I'm on and off the phone in less than 1 minute. I believe, this is my belief, okay, and mine, what I've seen. If you're on the phone less than more than 1 minute, you got a 99.9% chance that they're going to say no because they're going to ask you too many questions and get you bubbled up all over your words. And our biggest, understand this, the biggest thing you want to do is get face-to-face so they can see you in your eyes. Now, if I go sit down with them, Danny, I hope this is what you're getting to. If I go sit down with them and they tell me no in the meeting, that's fine. I go to next because there's too many people. Matter of fact, there's over 1,000 people in this Chamber of Commerce. I know I can find 2 to 3.
I guess what I was going for, when you approached them, sometimes you told me that you would say to them, the reason that I feel you're in the Chamber of Commerce manual or book, whatever it is they have there, is that most people that are in those are trying to create and more volume, more income, more business by being in that to connect with other fellow business owners. And so by saying that to them, in other words, you know that they're out there trying to create more income, right?
Right, right. And the big thing is on a cold call, especially these people out here, a lot of guys, I mean, ladies and guys, and men alike, and if they've built a business in even size, I believe they got some kind of ego, and everybody likes to have their ego stroked. What I want to do is pay them a compliment on the call, and also, you know, and that's one reason, way to pay it. And everybody, put it this way, guys, everybody wants to give you their opinion. Okay, and if you say you want to, you respect your opinion, when they have about 20, 30 minutes, they give you that time, what I found most of the time. And if you get in front of them, share with them about what NECAN is, they're going to see an opportunity. If they see an opportunity, the only thing we want them to do is take information.
And one of the things you folks ought to realize that almost every successful business person in business today has had a few failures, but yet almost every one of them have been open to looking at other options. So when you get somebody that's open to looking, then that's when you got their attention. So, Terry, when you get their attention, you go from?
Well, once I get their attention, a lot of times I've set it up where I just go straight to their office, okay? And if I can get them out of their office, great. And the reason I like to get them out of their office is because when somebody's sitting behind their desk, they're in their realm of power, and I want to get them away from that as fast as I can. But say if I go into their office, I want to give them, you know, 10 to 15 minute blip of what NECAN is, because as I told you on the phone, or you heard me when I talked to them on the phone, I asked them for 20 to 30 minutes. So my deal is to go in there, establish some rapport, real short and sweet. Try to stroke their ego as much as I possibly can, get to know a little bit about their background to see if I can find out where a fit might be about NECAN into their life. And then what I'm going to do is give them just the quick bullet points, the industry, where we come from, the company, the marketing plan, how we work, and give them an idea of some of their products and maybe some of the studies that have come out. And the only thing I want them to do is to say, yes, I'd like some more information. I'm not there to close them. I'm not there to go through the whole marketing plan. Like I said, I asked for 20 minutes, and I want them to respect that, and I want to respect their time. And another thing is, guys, remember this. Some of these people have been approached with businesses before in network marketing industry. If you walk in and stick it to that 20 minutes and say, here's the information, and even if they ask you for more information right there, it's right there on that tape. Anything you can say is covered by Dennis Williams or somebody else on that videotape.
Speaking of the tape, we'll probably get into that a little bit later, but the fact was that the tape is one of the key elements in this situation that Terry's used, and so we want to share that with you a little bit later. But one of the other areas that Terry's really worked with is, say, ads in the newspaper. I know you've been successful that way and getting in the paper and using the paper, letting the paper work for you.
Right. We run ads in the newspaper, and it's looking for business leaders in the area. And what I've had them do is I've had them fax a resume to me. And the reason I do that, once again, I want control of the situation. Understand, when I've taken this business from the get-go, at least I've learned in my tenure in the business, I'm not looking to sign anybody up.
Hey, Terry, maybe let me interrupt that for a second. What did you put in the paper for an ad, say, to catch people's attention? Let's go there.
I said I'm looking for business leaders in the Austin area with teaching or public speaking experience, or possibly who have either owned or operated their own company. And from there, I'd get resumes. And when I call them from the resume, the reason I'll tell them, I said, look, the reason I didn't put the name of the company in the newspaper is one big reason is because I'm not looking for sales or marketing people, and then also I'm trying to weed people out. The way I worded the ad is basically leadership. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a leader in the Austin area that I can take a hold and run with. Like I said, I'm not looking for signups. I'm looking for a partnership, and people want to be a part of a partnership. A lot of people, when they look at network marketing, sometimes they feel like the person who's talking to them wants to be signed up, or they want that person to sign up. Well, that's not the case here.
So after they send a resume to you, you give them a call and talk with them a little bit. What do you go through a process with?
Well, after they send me the resume, I'll give them a call. For example, if I got Denny's resume, I'd give Denny a call, say, Denny, this is Terry Latham. How are you doing? And I want to let you know I've got your resume here. Of course, they got to get receptive. And I say, look, let me see, I got your resume here. I'm trying to think what I say here. You got to be nervous standing in front of this microphone. I say, I got your resume here. Did I catch you at a bad time? I say, no, well, great. Now, I'll tell them the reason why I worded the ad the way I did, because I'm looking for leadership. Now I say, Denny, go ahead and do me a favor. Share with me what you're looking for. And then they go ahead and share with me what they're looking for. And the whole time is, like we were talking to Kerry Macklin up in Dallas, Texas here this past weekend. And they, what I want to hear from them was where Nick can fits into their life. Because not with the economy today, people are just hurting left and right. They can't find jobs. I want to hear where I can fit NECAN in, and I'm going to try to sculpt my presentation to that. Now, once I get through, they're telling me what they want. I say, hey, Denny, just to let you know, I've got quite a few resumes here. I've tossed most of them. I just kept a few, and you're one of the few. And the reason I've done that, because what you basically shared with me on the phone, and the point of this call is to see if there's a life force at the other end of this line. And what I want to do now is give you a little rundown of what NECAN is and what we're looking for, and see if this fits into what you might be feel like it fits into your schedule. And once we get done with this call, if they say, yes, I would love to have some more information, because understand the reason I do the calls like I do, I want to dangle the carrot in front of the horse. I want to get it where it's in reaching distance, but they can't just get it. And they also want, the reason being, I want them to try to prove something to me. Remember, I'm interviewing a partnership. I'm not looking for a sign-up. I'm not trying to get all giddy over somebody for these resumes. Now, next thing I want to do is I'll tell them, which I left out in the beginning, say, look, here's the steps I want to do. I want to give you a little rundown what NECAN, what we're doing and NECAN is on this call. And for the second step I want to do is get you on a conference call with a business partner of mine. And from that conference call, if we all three feel like there might be a fit, then we'll go to the next step, which might be a cup of coffee or lunch or something like that. And that's where we'll go. We'll just take them through this, and I lay out the stepping process for them, because what I found from there, they want to make it to each step.